The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out ahead of him in pairs to all the towns and places he himself was to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest. Start off now, but remember, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Carry no purse, no haversack, no sandals. Salute no one on the road. Whatever house you go into, let your first words be, 'Peace to this house.' And if a man of peace lives there, your peace will go and rest on him. If not, it will come back to you. Stay in the same house, taking what food and drink they have to offer, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you go into a town where they make you welcome, eat what is set before you. Cure those in it who are sick, and say, 'The kingdom of God is very near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not make you welcome, go out into its streets and say, 'We wipe off the very dust of your town that clings to our feet, and leave it with you.' Yet be sure of this: the kingdom of God is very near. I tell you that on that day it will not go as hard with Sodom as with that town." The 72 came back rejoicing. "Lord," they said, "even the devils submit to us when we use your name." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Yes, I have given you power to tread underfoot serpents and scorpions and the whole strength of the enemy. Nothing shall ever hurt you. Yet do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, we heard the account of Jesus sending out a number of his disciples to proclaim the coming of God's kingdom, of God's reign in the world as established by Jesus, his son, with the help of his disciples, his co-workers. It is a reign inaugurating the kingdom of God's love, divine mercy, forgiveness, reconciliation, healing, justice, and peace. This was the disciples' task. It is quite a specific ministry. This activity we call missionary, and it is also recognized as a specific ministry to which some are called. This is their vocation as missionaries. Now, this group of disciples whom Jesus has sent out returned and reported back to him their experiences. They marveled that even the evil spirits had obeyed them. But this could only happen because the Lord had invested them with his power. But we should note that Jesus aimed to shift their focus away from the power thing and rather rejoice that the Lord had given them the privilege to mission in his name. In other words, he was telling them not to get fixated on power, but to keep their focus on advancing God's kingdom in the world. Although missionaries have the specific call to witness to Christ and proclaim his gospel, we are not let off the hook. In fact, the entire church, that's you and me, all Christians, have this obligation and responsibility by virtue of our baptism when we became a new creation in Christ and are called, each one of us, to witness to Christ and to proclaim his gospel. As you know, being a Catholic Christian involves much more than having a minimalist attitude to fulfilling our Sunday Mass obligations. Being a Christian is to permeate our entire lives, not just compartments of our lives. So where Christ is truly at its center. Christ truly at the center of our lives. That's what it means to be a Christian. And all that we do and say should flow from that, animated, inspired, and enlivened by the Holy Spirit. Church teaching has forcefully emphasized this missionary character of our lives. All Christians, wherever they live, are bound to show forth by the example of their lives and by the witness of the word that new man put on at baptism. So taught the fathers of the Second Vatican Council. Blessed John Paul II taught that all the faithful have the obligation to strive so that the divine message of salvation may be known and accepted by all people throughout the world. And Pope Francis, a few weeks ago, stated that each individual Christian and every community is missionary to the extent that they bring to others and live the gospel and testify to God's love for all, especially those experiencing difficulties. So, it is clear that we all have the responsibility of missioning to others, that is, witnessing to the love of Christ and proclaiming the gospel, the good news of our salvation, whereby we are given new life in Christ. Loved, forgiven, redeemed, and set free to love and serve the Lord. Let us then do what Pope Francis urges us and allow him to have the final word. Be missionaries of God's love and tenderness. You are missionaries of the mercy of God, which always pardons us, always awaits us. He loves us so much.